girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Serious 28 Faction, what up? It's Cullen, joined by the man on Faction who probably has the most popular show here. Guy named Bam Margera. Bam, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Bam just dropped a brand new CD. If you're living in a fucking cave, you should pick it up. Viva La Bands Volume 2. How'd you get into the whole record label thing?
Actually, it was because of Veins of Jenna. I saw him just these, like, rocker dudes just walking down Hollywood Boulevard, and I was just like...
They look like Motley Crue circa, like, 1986. Like,
yeah.
Spiked out hair, fucking leather pants.
I love it.
Yeah.
You know, and I wanted to find out what they were all about, so, you know, I pulled over, introduced myself, they gave me the CD, next thing you know, I'm starting a record label called Filthy Note, and they're the first band on it.
I actually heard a funny story. I heard you forgot meeting them. Like, you met them, and then you had to be reminded by Glam that you actually met them and hung out, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I did want to meet that band.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. It's like I met you, but, you know.
Sometimes when
you're never sure if you're signed by BAM, you know?
Sometimes when it's 2 in the morning, you know. But, yeah, I did meet them before I pulled over and introduced myself, but...
Nice.
I was pretty wasted the first time. I barely remember it.
So are you trying to, like, in a way, bring back that, like, cool kind of cock rock that, like, GNR was doing in 87 by signing a band like Veins of Jenna?
Well, I think 50% of a band, of liking them, is their image, you know? Like,
right.
You know, a little kid looking at Veins of Jenna, you know, they're fun to like. They rock fucking, like, 5 bandanas on their legs and then spike their hair out and wear a bandana on their head, you know, like... Bunch of bracelets and flair. Like, it's fun for a kid to go out and buy all that and try to look like them, you know?
Totally. And, I mean, we watched them on your Unholy Union show, and they rocked your bachelor party pretty hard. It's not like they can't play, too, which is cool.
Oh, especially now, because they're on the Poison Rat tour playing in front of 20,000 people. And now they know, like, how to officially rock a crowd and what you have to do and say. And, you know, their stage presence just gets better and better every time, because... You know, when I first met them, they were playing at the Cat Club in front of, like, 50 people.
Right, right. Know? It's like I booked you on a little tour. You're playing arenas.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool. All right, well, if you don't know who we're talking about, I don't know how you can't. These guys are called Veins of Jenna. What's your favorite Veins of Jenna track? You want to play one off your new CD?
Yeah, this is actually an unreleased track. It's called Enemy in Me.
All right, and if you want to pick up this CD, it's got a kick-ass DVD that comes along with it featuring all sorts of shit they wouldn't let them show on MTV. It's Viva La Bands Volume 2, Bam Margera live in the studio with Cullen. We will be back right after Veins of Jenna. In the studio with Bam Margera. He's just dropped a brand new CD/DVD called Viva La Bands. And the DVD aspect of this, this is all the stuff that MTV was like uncomfortable with, a little too raw, a little too hardcore.
MTV loves to overshoot everything, you know, like they'll be, let's just be safe and overshoot. Then the editors will concentrate on the storyline and not put anything funny in, you know?
Right,
and
right.
It's just like, where's all the funny shit, you know?
Right, right.
I battle with them, you know, all day long, and I just pick and choose my battles. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, Glom looked at some footage that has never been seen, and he's like, dude, do you know how much good shit we actually have? I'm like, well, why don't you make a DVD about it, and then we'll put it on the Viva La Bands 2 compilation.
The bit where, was it you and Compton ass who are beating your dad up?
Yeah.
That was especially brutal. I mean, you're dripping candle wax on him, and really, really, like, it was like, I was watching it and laughing my balls off, but it was like that uncomfortable sort of like, wow, this is like really a little too real. You know what I mean? There's lots of great stuff like that if you haven't ever seen Viva La Bam and, you know, Bam's Unholy Union. A lot of funny stuff goes on in the background. Deco is always up to, like, not like, what that guy doesn't even do drugs, right? He's just sort of like out there.
I don't know what happened to him, but I mean, dude, this guy can, he can freestyle so good. Like,
he's like a mad genius.
Yeah, and he doesn't even listen to rap. Like, he just, he could just go, you know, and he'll just say the most brilliant ass shit.
If you don't check out Bam's show, you got to start listening. Every Monday night, Bam broadcasts from Westchester, Pennsylvania. 7 o'clock on the East Coast, 4 p.m. out West. And how's that been going? You're battling, like, the township of Westchester. Is that, like, going to have a happy ending?
it goddamn better.
Because it's bullshit. I mean, what they're basically saying to you is you can't make a living out of your house.
Right.
Like, oh, because you're in our township, you're not allowed to make a living. And it's like there's lots of people who cyber commute, work on a computer. Yeah. But it's just like they're not as high profile as you. And I've been to Westchester, actually. My girl, her whole family is from there. So I know it's a kind of like, it's kind of like a little bit of an uppity sort of town.
Uh-huh.
But you fucking put them on the map, man. I mean, anybody who goes to Westchester tends to know it because this is where Bam hangs out. I saw this sushi joint on Bam's show. I think you're really good for the community. So I find it's kind of muffed up that
people don't want to admit that, though, from the town, you know, like, it's so hard for them to say that, you know, Bam put this place on the map. Like,
right.
They're just like, no, fuck that. Like,
right,
it's
right.
Like, well, how come there's, like, 10 new bars now and a lot more people hanging out and the enrollment at the university just went up 50%?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
You know, like, why? Just because, like, there became, like, nice bluer skies? Hell no. It's because they want to come get a glimpse of somebody on Viva La Bam or Jackass.
And that place, like, how can Kildare's hate you? How can any of these places be like, no, we don't want Bam? Like, you're like, hey, we're going down, we're going to the bar. If you actually go down and you meet Bam and you're not a total, complete jerk-off, he's actually quite a nice guy. Like, I can understand, like, those dudes who come up and they're like, come on, pussy, do a fucking shot. But, like, if you're just chilling, it's like, yo, you can come hang in the bar with me and my crew. You're totally accessible. And it's just like they sort of, like, take this, like, oh, he's out of control, he's Jackass, he's gonna, like, set the place on fire. And it's like,
well, I used to be like that, but, you know, like, the whole point, when I was 21, you know, like, our mission was to go into the bar, drink so much goddamn booze to where we piss all over the floor, get punched in the face, and get thrown out. Like, that's
what
we wanted to do. But now, you know, everybody recognized me, and they're like, hey, man, thanks for coming to my place. I really appreciate it. So I'm like, oh, I can't piss on this dude's floor, you know? Like,
totally.
So I started to feel bad. So now I just simply just sip on a beer and, you know, casually talk.
Take it a little more mellow. Speaking of mellow, I want to talk to you about two of your buddies. Now, when Steve-O was last on the show with you, this is his words, not yours, he was sort of implying that he does PCP now. Is there, like, some joking in that, or is Steve-O just really just flown off the deep end? Because I saw him on Kat Von D's LA Inc., and he did not look well. Like, not, like, even, like, oh, that guy's a little drunk, or that guy's a little stoned. That's, like, I haven't done the drugs that dude's doing to look like, you know, he's not hiding it. He's like, you know.
No, he's done pretty much everything, and, you know, I think he's sticking to it.
So, do you see, like, I mean, Steve-O, man, I mean, it's been, like, years and years of just being as hard as he can go, as much as he can go. Do you see, like, a longevity for this dude, or is it, like...
No, I don't think he's planning it out very well. I think he's just going for it as hard as he can until he's history.
All right. Novak.
Yeah.
He's disappeared from Radio Bam.
He's on Viva La Heroin.
Viva La Heroin. I mean, do you look at it like that he sold you out in a way? Like that you were so cool to that guy in the sense of like you got him a book deal, where you're making a movie out of his life and he just can't keep it together? Or do you look at it as like a sad thing?
He's just a fucking drug addict.
You know,
like, I remember walking down the street with him one time. We were like buzzing on some beers or whatever and like, he just saw a yellow pill on the sidewalk, and he's like, oh, shit, a pill. I'm like, well, what is he? He's like, guess we'll find out in 20 minutes, you know? Like,
you're
hell, dude.
Yeah, dude. No, because, I mean, I've been around Novak, and he's a really funny guy.
Yeah.
And he's a lot more talented than you would think he would be at skating.
Yeah.
I was always like, I actually see the connection where you met him when you guys were both little Grom skaters and just sort of, like, clicked, and then you went pro, and he went to the needle, but it's just like, I sort of thought he was going to come out on top, you know what I mean?
Like, that's what I thought,
too. He's getting the book, he's getting the movie, like, you're involved with him, you're letting him live at your pad, and it's just sort of like, I mean, are you still boys with him, or is it just...
Yeah, I mean, we talk all the time. I talked to him just yesterday, but, I mean, he's living in Baltimore, and you know, whenever one second through his head comes by and he realizes how good heroin feels, all he has to do is walk down the street and he knows how to get it.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's why I wish that he lived somewhere else because it would be more of a mission and, You know, I mean, he could think about what he's about to do, you know?
Right.
And you never just do it once, and that's always his intention. I'll just do it one more time, and then
right,
that'll
right.
be it. Yeah, right.
You're always chasing the high.
That means a fucking
one-month
bender.
That's that whole drug. You're always chasing that last high, and, you know, truth is, like, no one gets off heroin. Everybody who gets fucked up on heroin long enough, it's just like...
It's just a matter of time when you're going to do it again. It could be 7 years, it could be 7 days. Like,
right.
It doesn't matter. Like, if you're a heroin addict, you will eventually do it again.
What about some of those, like, opiate... blocking drugs? Like, they make drugs now that, like, dull your brain receptors.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Could you guys ever try and get him on, like, a diet of medication just so...
What is it? This is Missy, by the way.
He was taking that Suboxone.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Right.
But I think he stopped taking it or something. It didn't work.
Right.
He tried to take that twice.
Yeah.
So are you still making Dream Seller?
Yeah, well,
I mean, what's the end of the movie now?
I guess we'll find out.
You know?
But, well, the thing is, he's not in it. I'm playing his part, so...
No, I know you're playing, but, you know...
Yeah.
Sort of the arc of the story.
I tell him, like, dude, you want to be a fucking dipshit and do heroin, is all you're going to do is make me more money because I'm going to get your 33%,
right.
And then I'm probably going to sell more books, you fucking idiot.
Right, right.
So if you want to put $1 million more dollars in my pocket, then go ahead and kill yourself.
All right, well, this guy is Bam Margera. We're going to be back to talk with him. A lot of stuff happening with him. He's got Viva La Bands Volume 2. It's a CD-DVD combo you can get. We're going to talk about the new film he just made called Ming Hags and maybe the future of Jackass. Bam, let's pick a song that you want to play off your new CD.
I believe we're going to have to play this band from Montreal called Priestess. This song is called Lay Down.
It's on Faction.
me to adjust my pants so that I may dance the good time dance and put the onlookers and innocent bystanders into a trance. Give the seats on the swine, oh Mary, and propagate lies. The plug for elected officials, the beast you see got 50 eyes. Bring it on home, spread the wealth, play it cool, the hands been dealt. Now all the odds are in our favor, save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire, the mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire, the mob goes wild. 21 guns, blacksmith pine. It's nice, but I run for Aroni. And that man on the TV who speaks to the day, you know that man's a phony. Everybody move to Canada, smoke lots of pot. Everybody move to Canada right now. Here's how we do it. Bum rush the border guard before he and his dog ever knew it. Streets on fire, the mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire.
Serious 28 Faction, it's Cullen chilling in the studio with Bam Margera, his lovely bride. Are you guys doing another season of The Wedding Show?
No, just because, I have three movies lined up, not to mention this Rockstar Viva La Bands tour that starts September 20th.
Cool.
All the way through November.
And that's GWAR, CKY, Veins of Jenna.
And Cradle of Filth.
That's a pretty hard bill, man.
Yeah.
Are you going to be out on the road with the bands?
Yeah, and not to mention...
Bam Margera get his own bus?
We have the Rockstar bus, which, you know, Tim Glom and all that will be on, but I'll probably be on the CKY bus. I don't want my own bus.
You don't want your own bus.
I'd rather chill with, like, you know, my brother and the whole band, you know.
Will we see CKY on Filthy Note? Because I know they had a bad separation from Island Records, right? Or are they on Roadrunner?
They're on Roadrunner now.
Okay.
Yeah, and they, Darren has had the guitar player and singer, he's had a really good relationship with Monty Connor ever since he was like 19 or something. So I think that's
a good home for them. Because they came up the Faction and bashed Island like right on the air. You know, they were not happy when that whole, you know, sort of the last record dissolved.
The reason of that is because they realized that CKY has a diehard fan base of 100,000 people.
Right.
So they could put out a record, sell 100,000 copies, and they don't even have to put out any ads or put them on anything. They'll just make money from that. And meanwhile, they'll be promoting, like, All American Rejects, like, billboard ads, like, fucking all kinds of shit. You know, ads in magazines nonstop, like,
right,
TV
right.
ads. And it's like, well, where the fuck is ours? It's like, well, you guys already have your diehard fan base. Nobody knows who these guys are. It's like, you guys are fucking bullshit.
Yeah, totally. So yeah. You've, like, learned lessons by watching, like, your brother's band as to how, like, you want to run your label?
Not really. I kind of do it my own way, you know?
Okay.
I don't want to put on too many bands. Like, if I medium like a band, then, you know...
Not good enough.
If they have a really good song and the rest of the album's mediocre, I might throw it on a compilation just because it's a really good song, but... In order to be on Filthy Note, you know, you have to have a perfect image, a good stage presence, and a rockin' CD.
Cool.
And, you know, right now there's Veins of Jenna, and my brother's working on a side project with Neil Fallon from Clutch and Jim from Fireball Ministry, and I think they're going to call that Company Man, but it's,
cool.
It's amazing. And then not to mention Viking Skull from England, we're going to put that out. And then we have this compilation, Viva La Bands Volume 2.
He is a busy man. You can always stay abreast of whatever BAM is doing. Monday night, 7 p.m. on the East Coast, 4 p.m. out West. It's the Radio BAM Show. And it's a pretty good listen. If you've never checked it out, really, I would say it's up there with the Howard Stern Show in terms of wildness on satellite radio. You truly know how to do the censor-free thing. Speaking of which, brand new movie, Ming Hags.
Yeah.
Made it yourself. You directed it.
Basically, and I edited it.
And it's basically just your whole crew. Like, I know your grandfather's in it, Mark the Bagger's in it,
yeah.
All these people, Boof.
Yep.
People you would just never see in a movie. What was, like, that creative process like? Because that's been, like, the last 4 months of your life, right?
Yeah. That was, it was a blast doing it, but, I mean, you know, filming from 9 in the morning till 9 at night, you know, every day for 40 days, it'll wear you down, you know.
No, definitely, man.
As soon as we're done, I'll just rush to the bar, get wasted, get 4 hours of sleep, wake back up, and, you know, it took a toll. But all in all, the movie's amazing, and, you know, it'll probably be out in November.
If you want to check out a little tease of it, it's on this brand new Viva La Bands Volume 2 DVD section of the CD DVD comp. Bam, what the hell even drives you to get out of bed anymore? Like, you've made millions of dollars and you're years from 30. You know what I mean? A lot of people, like, would be like, you know, you've directed movies, you're a pro skater, you're in video games,
yeah.
You chill with Tony Hawk, you got a hot wife. I mean, where is it, like... Like, what's your drive at this point?
Well, I'm concentrating on these movies right now. I want to make them real good, but, I mean, if you would have saw me at the age of 17, like, I ate, drank, slept, skateboarding, and turning on a camera, and, like, that's all that I did, you know?
Right.
You know, now I'll tend to relax a little bit.
So you can kick back a little. It's not always...
I don't really like to relax, though. You know, I always like to do something. I don't understand how, like, you know, when, oh, it's Labor Day, let's go down to the beach and sit in the sand and,
right.
You know, what the fuck is that? You know,
right.
You just want to lay there all day, and
yeah.
that's what you call a good time? Like, shit, I want to go, like, sweat or do something productive. You
totally.
Know?
Well, you've said on your show that you've kind of got this, like, triangle where you'll skate hardcore for a while.
Yeah.
Then you'll go and you'll do something like Jackass.
Yeah.
Then you'll go and you'll do your own movie. Then you'll go back to skating.
Yeah.
Like, that seems to work for you? Just, like, just keep mixing it up, keep it fresh?
Yeah, like, I mean, right now, when I first started editing Ming Hags, I was like, dude, I miss editing so bad. I'm in a zone. Like, I'm in a mission. Like, that's all I wanted to do was edit. And now that the movie's done, and I already did it, like, I just want to shut that computer off and not look at it for, like, at least a month and a half.
Totally.
But I'm sure, like, over time, when I hear a new song that I like and somebody wants to kick down 60 grand to do a music video, then I'll be back in the editing room and realizing how much I like it again. But right now, I don't want to look at it.
Are you going to be involved with Him's new record? Because I know they're dropping a brand new CD soon. Are you going to be directing any of their videos or doing stuff with them?
Yeah, they wanted me to do the first single, Kiss of Dawn, but I was in the middle of Ming Hags. And, you know, now they're going to do their second single pretty soon. And I might do it, but, you know, I'm pretty busy with this Viva La Bands tour, and I just want to make sure that goes well. And
right.
I don't know. I guess we'll see.
All right. He's Bam Margera, Viva La Bands, Volume 2. It's out right now. It's a CD. It's a DVD. And, Bam, you want to spin the Bloodhound Gang track off this, right?
Yeah, this is called Sex With You on the Beach at Night.
Jimmy Pop is a madman. It's Faction.
Just inhale.
Sirius 28 Faction, it's Cullen. It is my honor to have Bam Margera live in the studio, hanging out. Just dropped a brand new CD-DVD combo. It's called Viva La Bands Volume 2. Viva La Bands Volume 1 was pretty kick-ass, too. You dropped that like 2 years ago, right?
Yeah, yeah. That is a good one, and actually the DVD of that is pretty amazing. Ryan Dunn was drunk at the bar, and he claimed that he would go off this waterfall in Iceland in a barrel. And he shook my hand on film. Next thing you know, I have 8 plane tickets to Iceland, and you know he actually went off the waterfall in the barrel. But he
that
was
is really what makes you know kind of a badass is the sense that like you'll just say a joke and then everyone's like ha 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 ha, and the next thing you know like I'm hanging out with Novak and his head is bald because you shaved it at the bar. Like yeah. You really take it like next level. It's like, no, we're not joking, dude. Like, okay. I'm buying tickets to Iceland, and now we're going to go film this shit. A lot of fucking crazy cats around you, like the Bloodhound Gang, all down in the Westchester area.
Yeah.
Also, Chad from CKY has now become sort of like the sound effects board guy on your show, doing a lot of fun stuff. How did Chad get worked into Radio Bam?
Well, he produces all the CKY albums, and, you know, he knows exactly how to operate all that stuff, and, you know, it just gives us a good reason to hang out, you know? Because
I thought for the longest time we used to hire Bam board ops and these random kids and send them to his house, and I'm just like, dude, this is a mistake, man. Like, those guys have their clique, and you should just let them be their clique, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you haven't heard Chad doing his thing, the show's been sounding great. Again, it's on Monday nights, 7 on the East Coast, 4 p.m. out west, and Bam will be out on tour.
Yep.
Doing the thing, man. How many cities you guys hitting?
I think over 30.
Okay.
Yeah, we're pretty much hitting up everything.
And Missy, will you be going out on tour with the gang? Or are you going to stay home?
I'll go to a few of the local shows.
Have a couple quiet nights.
Yeah, I think he'll have a better time if he just goes with his brother and all the guys and stuff. And I can enjoy some peace and quiet.
A little bit. Just a little. Recharge the battery. Yep. All right, Bam. I want to know about all the weird shit that you're saying no to nowadays, because you brought up something funny the other day on your show. You said Lost Boys 2 wanted you to be a skater, a vampire skater, but they wanted you to wear helmets.
Yeah.
What kind of other, like, weird-ass offers? Like, do they want you to be a judge on American Idol? Or, like, do you get, like, really, like, where it's like, are you guys even fucking thinking? Do you know who I am? Like,
well,
I'm not going to...
My managers, they kind of know what to say yes and no to, but I'm sure that they get some pretty ridiculous shit, and
they just filter it away from you. You don't even see
but,
the
I mean,
fucking.
Occasionally, you know, I'll get Lost Boys too. I'll be like, oh shit, let's check it out, you know. And
on paper, that sounds like a great idea. And honestly, Bam Margera as a vampire in a movie,
yeah,
I buy that. Like, even a fucking skater, but
it's
like
just
you said,
so fucking cheesy when
I'm wearing knee pads.
A vampire as a helmet. Like, a vampire, you're like, you're supposed to be a fucking rebel. Like, you
yeah,
know, they hop on a motorcycle.
About his head, dude.
Yeah, they don't care, you know? And then they're like surfing and stuff, and then a shark comes by, and then one vampire like gets scared, and it's just like, and then the one person who isn't a vampire is like, wait a minute, I thought vampires never died. And he's like, well, who wants to be a vampire that has one leg on for the rest of his life? You know,
yeah,
it's like, oh, it's so
fucking
gay.
Weak, dude. And it's gotta be especially weak for you being that, like, you've written movies, like,
yeah.
You've directed stuff. Like, is it hard for you to, like, find a project where, like, you can kind of give that control away?
Yeah, I need full control of, you know, everything that I do. Like, I even have a hard time of MTV telling me to take something out. Like, I just feel like you're fucking with a masterpiece, you know?
My favorite MTV producer story that you've ever told is that they were like, hey, gang, here's a good idea. You're gonna get Missy pregnant, and then you guys will be like, no way, yeah. We can't have a kid. It's like,
yeah,
are they for real? Like, dude, there's a kid then. Like,
yeah. Second season for Bam's Unholy Union. How about you guys... You know, you're not ready for, you know, a pregnancy and a kid. Missy gets pregnant, and then, you know, you guys are just trying to figure out how to take care of it. It's like, this is a real kid you're talking
about. Here's the thing, Bam. It's not your baby. And go, you yeah. know? It's just like, what the fuck, guys? Like, you guys are insane. Like, yeah. you know, there's got to be... You get say of what happens. Like, how much of reality TV is really reality? Because I hear you hating on shows like The Hills and stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm all there with you. It's like, dude, they had to stage that shot.
Oh, hell
they
yeah.
They had to stage that shot. Like, I see all the shit that you call out. It's like, dude, well,
yeah.
how the fuck did they know to be there with right. a camera, fisheye lens, close up when he's like, oh, baby, I love you, bro.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's all fucking
bullshit. It's supposed
bullshit.
To be reality. Well...
There's nothing real about
this. When you're
this.
Walking into a store to go buy something, there should be a camera behind you walking in with you, not a camera waiting for you inside the store.
Right.
Obviously, somebody knew that you were going there, and they're setting up and preparing and, you know, introducing themselves to the store owner. Like,
right.
if you want it to be real, then you're going to have to follow me from behind. And
I would argue that's the shit that always made Jackass so fucking compelling.
Yeah.
It's like when Butterbean and Knoxville walk into a store
yeah.
and have a boxing match, it's like, this is out of control. This is not in any way, you
yeah.
know, sort
well,
of contrived.
They have to clear the warehouse, so they'll tell the manager, and they'll tell the manager not to tell any of the employees that this is happening. So the employees are just like, this can't happen, my manager's going
right,
to fire me if I
genuine,
let it happen.
You get that so genuine shock.
It truly is genuine, but, you know, you do have to get clearance or else you'd have a big lawsuit on your hand.
And how many of those? I mean, your fucking life is just dealing with lawyers now, right? Because every
yeah.
jack-off in the world is coming out of the woodwork?
Yeah. You know, there's always some jerk-off who's like, in the background, who's like a speck, who's just like, I keep getting recognized, I can't deal with normal day activities, and
right,
I'm just,
right.
You know, it's just like, oh, fucking bullshit.
You know what would make
dude.
This better if Bam gave me $300,000?
Nothing that would make it better is $300,000 because I just can't live anymore. I'm getting recognized everywhere I go. It's like, all right, asshole, I'm going to follow you around for the next day. If one person recognizes you, then, you know.
The only reason they would recognize you is they'd be like, hey, Bam, who's your friend?
Right.
You know what I mean? They ain't recognizing that dude. I mean, how draining does that get? Like, does it just get you down at times when, like, you pick up the phone and it's like, really, another fucking bullshit lawsuit?
Yeah, I just see right through it, you know, because the first thing they always say is, it's not about the money, it's about the principle. Okay, well, if it's about the principle, what do you want out of it? Well, money. You know,
right.
it's like, but you just said that you didn't want money. Like, hey, this is just the principle of it, though. Like, the only way that you ever solve a problem in a lawsuit is money.
Right.
No one wants, like, a skateboard or a car.
No one
or,
wants
like,
a pat on the back or a friendly
or,
handshake.
Like, or, you did it, you know? Like,
you did it. Way
no,
to go, champ.
You want fucking money.
That's gotta suck, man. I guess it comes with the territory, but you know, it's sort of like the same stuff you're dealing with in Westchester right now. How's that going? I mean, is that stuff something you're not allowed to talk about? Like the whole Westchester.
Oh, I don't
township
give a fuck. I'll talk about it all day long because it's the truth.
If you haven't heard, they're trying to shut Bam down from doing his radio show, doing his TV show, filming movies, doing basically anything.
Yeah, and you know the thing is, the township says that they don't want me to film a TV show. Well. If you don't want me to film, then I'm going to have fucking 100 people over my house every single day throwing a massive keg party.
No cameras
anywhere.
And
I'm not going to film it at all, and I'm going to make it more of a fucking living hell for you guys rather than filming. You know, like, either way, they're going to fucking lose.
Right.
Because I'm going to get what I want.
Right.
You know what I mean? Shit, I'll throw a fucking party every day just to piss them off.
And all of you will be invited. His name's Bam Margera. Monday night, 7 p.m. on the East Coast, 4 p.m. out West. Check out his show. He fucking rules faction.
The code to the gate is 1717, so come on by.
And the brand new CD / DVD. It's Viva La Bands Volume 2. Pick it up. It's got a CD comp. All BAM-approved music. You got Clutch, In Flames, CKY, Bloodhound Gang, Guar. Everything's exclusive tracks. And how much are these bands just loving you? Bands like the 69 Eyes, who now are... They get played on satellite radio.
Yeah.
They get put into movies. I mean, bands like this appreciate what you've done for them, right?
Yeah, I just want to, you know, just get bands recognized who deserve it, you know?
Cool. So. All right, well, check out his radio show. Check out his new movie, Ming Hags. Check out his... TV shows, check it. He's everywhere. He is Bam Margera. Thanks for coming by and hanging, man.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, it's Sirius 28 Faction. We'll be right back.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7-4 p.m. Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific. Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.